is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, welcome back to the show. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Should be an exciting week here, especially locally, when we talk about the Big Sky Conference Tournament when it comes to the volleyball side of things. Going to be here in Greeley at Bank of Colorado Arena. And, of course, your UNC Bears volleyball team is in the mix at number two seed, getting set to go against Idaho for like the 500th time in a row, I think. Third time in a row. Lindsey Oates, head coach for UNC, the UNC Bears volleyball team, joining us. Coach, thanks so much for giving us some time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Well, we got this news, was it last night, too, that we're jumping up. We're allowing a lot more people in the mix. As far as fans go at Bank of Colorado, we've jumped up to 500, so that'll be exciting.
Yes, we did just get the news yesterday afternoon, so we are fired up. 500 will feel like a good crowd in there, like a home environment. We haven't experienced that yet this year.
How crazy will that? I mean, there's so many questions on top of that. Now, obviously, the Big Sky Tournament is going to be here in Greeley, and maybe, you know, just being on your home floor would be great, but when you can add a lot more fans to the mix, I think it was up to 150 at one point as far as what the first announcement was, now 500. But what do you think that's going to be like? I mean, going without fans, and then suddenly you get to the big tournament, and 500, like you said, it's going to seem like a packed house.
It will, yes. People will still be spaced out and masked, and so the environment will still feel a little bit different. You know, and we typically, in a regular year, average 1,000, so it's only half of that. But compared to the rest of the spring, we're excited about 500. That will hopefully be the loud 500, and most of those 500 going for UNC.
Coach, what has it been like? You know, obviously I want to get into the tournament and going up against Idaho again. And then they're getting some girls back too. So this will be definitely going to be an interesting battle coming up on Wednesday. What was it like though? Obviously we know volleyball's in the fall there. We move it. There's a lot of teams that did this on the football side of it. Some didn't. We saw with the Big Sky, but of course with volleyball side of it, making that transition. We always know that in sports, whether that's high school, college, whatever, we know coaches, you know, you like to kind of go by the book as far as what your practices look like, what your schedules look like. You threw the book out this year. What was that transition like?
Yeah, typically our conference tournament would be over Thanksgiving weekend.
Wow.
So a little bit of snow this morning felt normal for Thanksgiving instead of it being close to April. But yeah, it's different for sure. We're just excited to be playing all 11 teams in our conference. Are competing for a championship and are all in this spring. We're having NCAA tournament. So on Sunday is the selection show. So it is fairly normal, even though some teams, I think there were five conferences played this fall. The rest of us didn't. And those five will still be playing this spring competing for the NCAA championship. So different timing, but otherwise fairly normal. We were able to play every match. No matches got canceled because of COVID. So we had a shortened season, but we did get to compete in all 16 of our scheduled matches.
Coach, what was that like, too? We heard, I mean, it just named the sport, and there were issues with COVID, but to be able to kind of get out of that and not have any games canceled, but, I mean, you still, there's so many different things that you have to manage as a head coach now, not just the players, not just what they're doing on a daily basis, but the COVID side of it, too. I mean, you do walk away from it saying, all right, that was great. As a conference, you know, we all did pretty good there.
Yeah, it was. I think a piece of that was that for volleyball, we had to stay masked. Our athletes were in masks as they played, which is not easy. It's still a cardio sport at the highest levels. And, you know, our girls were not pleased about it, but hopefully it did keep down the number of positives and the number of contact tracing cancellations. So throughout the whole conference, there was only two weekends that were canceled because of COVID. So it wasn't just us that, you know, lucked out. For the most part, our conference was able to continue playing matches.
Yeah, interesting. Talking to UNC volleyball head coach Lindsey Oates. We'll get more into their matchup coming up in the Big Sky tournament on Wednesday. Going into this tournament, Coach, I mean, you guys are the defending champs, but that was a long time ago. It seems like fall of 2019. Is that different? I mean, normally, the first question I would say, do you feel like there's this giant target on your back? And it's not to say that teams don't respect what you did, but it's been so long, it seems.
It has been a long time ago. You know, it's the most recent season,
right.
But it's fall of 2019, a year and a half ago, is quite different. So I think at the beginning we did have a little bit of a target on our back, preseason number one and returning a lot of players. But I think everyone found out that it's a new year and people had different off seasons. Some were able to train more than others. You know, injuries happen, COVID happens. There's a lot of different things that help players out, and not every team was at full strength every match. And so we dropped three matches, two to Weber State and one to Montana State, that kept us out of winning the regular season. And we'll go in as the number two seed behind Weber State.
Yeah, well, I'm looking, Coach. Weber State to that. A tight one for sure. Since then, things were good. You were picking up momentum right at that perfect time, of course, taking on Idaho last weekend. You take care of business there both days. But, Coach, I know this. They're getting some players back that weren't, am I right on that, that weren't involved in the last two games, too. So I know that's something that you're looking out for.
Yes, that's correct. They had two players coming back from a concussion. And so I think that's a positive thing for us, that we won't overlook them. It can get monotonous to play the same team over and over. And since we did beat them both times, the risk of overlooking a team to play them the third time is definitely there as the higher seed. So that's been a positive for us to go, this is a new team. It's, you know, a conference middle coming back, and then another player that allows them to play a 6-2 offense. So that's big. They will be in a very different lineup and give us some different looks than what they did just a week ago.
I think that's a great point, too, because we see this in all sports, too. You get into your tournaments and, you know, teams maybe that get in as a lesser seed, something clicks no matter what the sport is. Something clicks. They know, all right, this is it. It's win or go home. There's no more pressure after this. We just got to go. The pressure's off us. I think that's a great point, Coach. Sometimes getting players back on the other team can help your players look at it and almost view it as a brand new team going in.
Yeah, and that's definitely how we framed it as coaches, is that this is a new team because it is a different look. We scouted slightly different and prepared slightly different, and then it's just a matter of who plays best on that night. It doesn't matter if we could beat them 9 out of 10 times. It all, for tournament time, it all comes down to who is better on that given match, and so really emphasizing that in a positive way too, because that would go in our favor against Weber State if we can get that far. We just have to beat them one time, not 10 times.
Do you ever get frustrated with that? Because, you know, as a fan, I go, oh, wow, what a great season. But it can all end, you know, just like that on one night. I always wonder, coaches like yourself that have been there so often, does that ever get frustrating? Do you feel in some ways, now, again, you're not going to say diminishes the regular season, but in some ways, is that a frustrating aspect that you could get a lesser seed come in? And if they're clicking, they get some folks back, and they're hitting on all, firing on all cylinders, they could pull off some major upsets, and all that leading up to it maybe in some ways feels like for naught.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. I think for the most part, something like that has gone in our favor, where we have been the lower seed. When you know you're a one-bid conference, only one team's coming out of the Big Sky, we train to that. It's okay that it's going to come down to 3 days. We got to embrace that. And so, you know, we've only won the regular season twice. We've won the tournament 5 times. So that kind of shows you it's not about the regular season. It's, are we playing our best volleyball come tournament time to win that tournament and advance to NCAA? So for the most part, that's been in our favor, but it can go either way.
I think that's what makes the Big Sky Conference tournament, among a few of those tournaments, one of the more exciting ones, too, because it could end so quickly, which packs a punch for sure. Coach, I got this right before you jumped on, too, with the side of it. 4 Bears land on the All-Big Sky list. I mean, it's been a great year. We've talked about the senior leadership, a lot of great seniors on this program, but also a lot of young up-and-comers, too. Kind of feel stacked. I'm looking over this list here. Taylor Muff, Daisy Schultz, Lauren Hendricks, of course, collecting first-team honors. Can you talk to us a bit about that, Coach? Again, just got this right when we got you on the program.
Yeah, it was just announced today. Those three seniors have been great leaders for us. We are pleased that Daisy Schultz will be returning and taking that COVID eligibility year. But the other two, this is their last shot. So I was really pleased. I think Daisy and Taylor Moss were a little bit more obvious. They were first teamers last year. They had another great year. I'm really excited about Lauren Heinrichs. I thought she was deserving, and she was second team last year. It was her goal to be a first teamer. She was very unselfish about that in putting the team goals first. So I'm really proud of her in accomplishing that personal goal.
We're talking to UNC volleyball coach Lindsay Oates, and then, of course, the Kansas transfer too, Rachel Hickman, getting in the mix too. So, I mean, just seeing these awards kind of leading into the tournament, coach, I guess it was to be expected with the talent on this team, but that's got to be another source of confidence going into the tournament.
It is, yeah. I like our balance. I mean, as you mentioned, Rachel Hickman, she's only a sophomore with a newcomer of the year to the conference, and we hope, you know, that she'll take that COVID year. It'll have another sophomore year this fall. Our other starting middle blocker is just a sophomore. KJ Ince, who was all conference last year, is just a junior. So we do have some up-and-comers. All three of our freshmen are getting significant playing time and getting experience. So I like how balanced we are in terms of age and just even our offense, that we're not one-dimensional. We're not just relying on Taylor Moss, even though she's kind of our go-to kid. We may be the most balanced team in the conference when it comes to our offense and who you have to pick and choose to defend and double block.
Well, we're looking forward to this one for sure, Coach. Like I said, I know it's been a strange year, but you guys have fought through it. You've battled through it, and here we are getting set for the Big Sky Conference tournament. And now we're allowing up to 500 people there. So I'm directing folks to check out uncbears.com for ticket information at Bank of Colorado Arena. Coming up 7 o'clock Wednesday night, right, Coach?
Yes, absolutely. Hopefully again 7 Thursday, and then 8 o'clock Friday would be the championship if we can continue advancing.
8 o'clock Friday if we can get to that championship. Coach, we really appreciate your time as always, and good luck this week. And we're excited. We're excited we get some fans out there too.
Yes, come on out and support us. We need a home crowd.
All right, Coach. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you.
All right, that's Lindsay Oates, UNC volleyball head coach. And yeah, it's a great sport. It is a great sport throughout this area, and you got it in your own backyard. And what I love about it, too, is there's so many local players on this team that are, you know, even just Colorado, but, you know, you got Cherokee, or you got Parker there, Sterling up the road here, a lot of Colorado players, you know, Greenwood Village. The list goes on and on of local kids. Thornton from Thornton, and I know in the years past there's been several Eaton kids on this roster too. So get out, great opportunity to go out and support the UNC volleyball team as they get set for the Big Sky tournament. Now remember, they were supposed to play in the fall. Volleyball's a fall sport, and they were moved to spring. 43 minutes after the hour. When we come back, we'll jump into some more NFL talk. And later on, Colfax, I do have my big board, my top five. One of those players will be available at 9. That's who I think the Broncos should get as they move down that list. We'll get into more of that. Nuggets 76ers tonight. That should be a good matchup. So much more to talk about. It's Top Text Tuesday. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Volleyball and baseball coming to a Preps broadcast near you on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.